Hello, my imaginary friends. SM2N here. You can call me Simon. It's Friday, the 20th of April, 2012. This is my audio boo audio blog. First of all, I want to say really sorry to hear the bad news about the driving test, Sassy Cat, the commercial driver's license driving test. Yeah, that really is a bummer. The thing that intrigues me, and that I felt a little bit confused about, is this thing about, so if you retake the test and fail it three times, then you can't take the test again until another 30 days have elapsed. I understand that. Am I right in understanding that if you stop taking the test and just let your license elapse, the process of then regaining your license is quicker than those 30 days, and that's why that's the best option rather than taking it a third time if you don't get a chance to if you don't succeed on the second attempt, or even if you don't try. Yeah, I think I understood that, but really, really, really sorry to hear that. It's an important part of your livelihood, and I really hope that you get a good solution to this, and as soon as possible for your for your financial security. Yeah, let us know, and if there is anything that we can do to help, like Mac was saying, then just need to ask. We're your boo buddies. We're your friends. I also wanted to chip in a bit about the Magic Trackpad. Got some comments from Slandy, and who's talking about using a different configuration for the click and drag, which is that comes as standard with the Mac. McColgan was talking about how you can install a third-party bit of software that allows you more control over the gestures, and that's of interest. And thank you for that link. I think it's a great shame. I think it's a great shame that you have to resort to third-party developers to get the right solution. With Apple, Apple should be providing an operating system with drivers and hardware that all work together out of the box and don't need third-party hacks to get them to work properly and to get them to be useful and productive. I also very much enjoyed Acrobat's reply this morning as well. He was saying, it's not meant to be the sole solution, and I'm afraid I don't agree with that, because if you buy an iMac from Apple, from the Apple store, they will give you a choice: would you like a mouse or would you like a Magic Trackpad with your iMac? So if they've given you the option to have a Magic Trackpad and no mouse, then they must consider it to be a complete solution. Okay, maybe for advanced users of, Aperture and Photoshop and stuff like that, those bits of software don't come on the Mac. They don't come on the Mac by default, do they? So I quite understand that if you are a Final Cut user, you might want to buy a special Final Cut keyboard with all the special keys on it, and you might want to buy one of these big knobs that you can use to shuttle forwards and back. And if you have a 3D CAD package, you might want a 3D mouse thing or a track. Or, I don't know. So yeah, for everyone else's applications and specialist applications, but you buy an iMac, it comes with GarageBand, it comes with Finder, it comes with all sorts of apps for which I haven't found the Magic Trackpad to be a good enough solution. couple of things I want to pick up on. So Acrobat was talking about, you know, a Wacom tablet and people that use mice, and then trying out the Magic Trackpad, having just used having been used to a Wacom tablet. And I think, you know, when you change between different input methods, you're always going to have, it's always going to be painful, and there's always going to be a temptation to kind of hark back to the device that you were using before. So if you've just come from a Wacom tablet, and you know, your Wacom tablet breaks, and you get a Magic Trackpad instead, and because you think it might do a good enough job, and then you find the things it can't do, or the things that you've your hand and your arm and your brain have got used to doing, and there's a mechanical memory of stuff, and those things don't work on the Magic Trackpad because they it's not the same as a Wacom tablet. It's very jarring, and it's painful, and you have to get, not physically painful, but you know, mentally painful. And that causes, you know, stress, and then it's very tempting to then dismiss that solution. You know, it's bad enough when you just go, if you're in a more traditional workplace where everyone's got a mouse and it's the same mouse, but just the fact that people have different acceleration set on their mouse can mean it's very difficult to use someone else's, you know, to go hop onto someone else's computer and use their mouse for a bit. It can be, again, quite stressful because the mouse is moving faster or slower than you thought it was going. Not the mouse, the pointer is moving faster or slower. So it's all about just that difference. So I think you have to bear in mind that you're going to have to take some getting used to with a solution. And the other thing you need to bear in mind is that there's going to be a bit of a honeymoon period as well. So if you get a new device and you've spent 60 quid on it, it's quite a lot of money for a trackpad. It's quite a lot of money for a product that's competitive with a mouse, when mice can be purchased for a quarter of that price. So there's going to be a bit of a honeymoon period where you're going to want to believe that it's better than the alternatives as well. So I think these things, you have to give them time, and work them into your workflow. You have to gain the muscle memory. You really do need to get used to it. So I'll be really interested to find out what Slandy finds as his best, his optimum configuration after when he's been using it for a couple of months. It'll be really good to hear what the optimum configuration was from his perspective. But the thing I find just most frustrating of all is the fact that Apple don't support the same gestures on different hardware. So, you know, I use a MacBook Air a lot of the time for work, and I've got my iMac with my Magic Trackpad attached to it, and I want to be able to use the same gestures in both those places. Things like, you know, double click to, or double tap to drag and drop, you know, that needs to be the same gesture on both those devices. The three-fingered swipe to move from workspace to workspace, or is it a four-fingered gesture? It needs to be the same on all the devices. And the frustration is that Apple block that. I mean, is the trackpad in the MacBook Air that's 3 years old that fundamentally different from the Magic Trackpad, that it really genuinely cannot support the same number of fingers being used in gestures? Because when I switch between the MacBook Air and the iMac with the Magic Trackpad, I need to have the same gestures. I really do, otherwise that's going to be painful as well. And I really if the solution is, oh, you have to buy a Magic Trackpad for your laptop as well, that's ridiculous. I know that it would work. Yes, I could get a Magic Trackpad and attach it to my laptop. But the laptop's already got a big trackpad in it. Oh, ridiculous. Ridiculous. So there we are. That's enough rambling. Thanks for listening. Take care. Toodle-boo.